It is later than you think.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And it is later than you think, if you don't think it is yet 10 o'clock. My name is Brian McDonald, and that is all for us here at Skald's Hall. Coming up now, we have new programming moved into the 10 o'clock slot. We will have Canada Post Rock with John Pantherborn. That's coming up in just a moment here on CITR 101.9 FM.
The Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour returns with a stellar lineup of headliners, starring stand-up writer and person Dimitri Martin.
I'm standing right behind you.
Funny as Hell host John Doerr, Canadian Comedy Award winner Levi McDougall, and podcast superstar Todd Glass. The Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour at the Orpheum on November 14th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/comedy tour.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And this is going to be the new time slot. Previously, I had alternating Wednesdays at 6:30 to 8, alternating with Anita B, but I decided to make the switch to 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., as it made more sense for me. And I'm going to be on weekly, playing a lot of new music, experimental and electronic and ambient stuff. And starting off the program, you heard something from Hyperdub Records. That was Fatima Al-Kadiri. She's a Senegal-born artist, and I think she's based out of Brooklyn. And she's got some new stuff out on Hyperdub Records. It's got a real East Asian-type sound. But anyways, from Fatima Al-Kadiri, you heard a track called... Something called Island, and it's off the album called Asiatic. And appearing on this album is Jesse Lanza. Jesse Lanza is also a Hyperdub artist, but she's a Canadian artist based out of Hamilton. And that's what you're going to hear next. You're going to hear something from Jesse Lanza, but she's appearing on the new Caribou album. It's called Our Love. And I do believe they're embarking on a tour. And I'm not sure. I'll have to check on dates for Vancouver, but you can hear the track called Second Chance, which features Jesse Lanza. And then after that, something from FKA Twigs. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Caribou.
Bye. Concerts and Neptune Records present a Southern Lord Recordings tour featuring Obliterations. With openers, Baptists, and Torch Runners, this Saturday, October 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Door 7 p.m., show 8 p.m., and 11 p.m. Obliterations, composed of current and ex-members of Black Mountain, Savior, and Nighthorse, are on tour to support their debut full-length release, Poison Everything. Tickets are $13, available online at ticketweb.ca, also available in person at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and Scrape Records.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was something from the new FKA Twigs album, LP1, and you heard a track called 2 Weeks. And she's going to be in town November 17th at the Commodore Ballroom. So definitely pick up tickets early. I'm not sure how much they are, but I'm thinking around $30. So I'm not sure if it'll sell out, but definitely pick up your tickets early. And she's got a new release out on Young Turks Records. And if you're not familiar, Young Turks is one of the imprints of XL Records, one of the branch labels on Beggars Group, I guess, which is also home to like 4AD and all kinds of different stuff. Anyways, prior to FKA Twigs, you heard something from the new Caribou album. It's called Second Chance, or the new album is called Our Love, and you heard the track called Second Chance. featuring Jesse Lanza, artist owned on Hyperdub Records, and she's based out of Hamilton, Ontario, if I do believe, if I'm correct. And Jesse Lanza is one of the artists nominated for the Polaris Prize this year. So, yeah, if you're a UBC student looking for something to do, definitely get involved with CITR. Check out the website, citr.ca, and there's like lots of different ways you can get involved. You can either host a show, you can do other stuff like that. You can review music, poster for shows, promote shows, write for Discorder, and all kinds of different stuff. It's a great way to expand your education here at the University of British Columbia. So don't forget to check out citr.ca to find out how you can get involved. Yeah, we're going to keep going with some more electronic-oriented stuff. And you'll hear something from the new Sylvan Esso album. It just came out on Partisan Records. You can hear a track called Could I Be. I do believe it's a duo, kind of female electronic-oriented stuff. Partisan's pretty diverse label. They don't specify, or they don't, focus on electronic artists. They have a lot of acoustic and, like, dub and just pretty wide range of stuff. So check them out at partisanrecords.com, I do believe. And it's put out in Canada by DynalonRecords.com. Or by Dynalone Records, I should say. After Sylvan Esso, you're going to hear something from the new Leah Issa's album. It's out on Jag Jaguar Records, and it's just called Issa's. Jag Jaguar is one of the branch labels of Secretly Canadian. So we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR, this is new stuff from Sylvan Esso.
Coming home, we're trouble. On the train, get ride it till you come, ride.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Jag Jaguar Recordings. New album from Leah Eases. And you heard a track called How We Are. And the new album is just called Eases. And I do believe she's out of Brooklyn. She's previously put out stuff on Rare Bookroom Recordings, but also stuff out on Jag Jaguar Records. And prior to that, you heard something from Sylvan Esso, a track off their self-titled album. You heard a track called Could I Be? And once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you got about half an hour left on the program. The show is called Canada Post Rock, and it runs from 10 until 11 p.m. Fridays. It's going to be my new time slot. Previously, I was on Wednesday evenings, but now I'll be here for this foreseeable future. And if you want to check out some charts that the DJ has been playing here at CITR, check out the website, CITR.ca, and there's a section where you could view all previous played albums for the week, and you could see what was most popular and new stuff into the station and stuff like that. So up next, you can hear a set of Eastern Canadian artists, something from the new Owen Pallett album. It's called In Conflict, and you'll hear a track off of that called, well, the self-titled track is what you're going to hear. And then, let's see, it's out on Secret City Records up here in Canada, and I do believe Domino Records in the States. But after that, you're going to hear something that an artist that's collaborated with Owen Pallett quite a bit. His name's Thomas Gill, and Thomas Gill records under the name just Thomas. You can check out his Bandcamp at isthisthomas.bandcamp.com. He's got a really kind of smooth R&B sound to his music. And previously, he was a touring guitarist for Katie Stelmanis before she went into her group called Austria. But he's since then been releasing a lot of solo stuff, and you can check it out all on his Bandcamp. After that, we're going to see what we get to. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from the new Owen Pallett album. This track is called In Conflict. Ooh. Sorry about that. Got the wrong track queued up. This one is the correct track. This is Owen Pallett.
Nothing to lose. darling, why won't you kiss me? Cause it ain't fair to let a girl go all this way. It's the same, why won't you kiss me?
Listen to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Thomas. That was a track called Kissing off an EP called When I'm Weak, I'm Strong. And you can check that out at isthisthomas.bandcamp.com. And prior to that was something from the brand new Owen Pallett album. You heard the track called In Conflict, which is the self-titled track of the album. And Thomas is an artist who has collaborated with Owen Pallett quite a few times. So we're going to keep going with some more stuff. Up next, you're going to hear some new stuff from Constellation Records, a new release from a artist. Well, they're a French artist, so I'm going to really butcher the name. It's Avec Le Soleil, and there's a few other words, but they have a new album called Zuber Dust, and this is made up of a few guys from Flypen Am, who previously put out stuff on Constellation Records, but this new project is a lot more kind of almost jazzy, dubby, textured, instrumental rock. You're going to hear a track off of that, and I'm not going to pronounce the name because it's in French. I'm going to butcher it. But that after that, you can hear something from Tops. Tops is a artist based on Arbutus Records, which is, I think, a Montreal-based label. Also home to Sean Nicholas Savage and Grimes and lots of other different stuff. The new Tops album is called Picture You Staring, and you'll hear a track off of that called Blind Phase, and then we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Constellation Records.
Thank you.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
That was Tops from Montreal with a track called Blind Phase. New album is called Picture You Staring. It's out on Arbutus Records. And prior to that, you heard some new stuff from Constellation Records. That was Avec Lael Soleil, I do believe. I'm really butchering it. But anyways, new release from Constellation Records. So up next, I'm going to play the brand new track from Sleater-Kinney. Pretty excited to play this as pretty excited to hear about the news of them reuniting this week. And this is a track that was released on their new box set that was put out on Sub Pop Records. They compiled all their albums and pressed them into new colored vinyl, and it was a really limited release, so hopefully you're able to pick it up. But they have announced a few string of tour dates. The closest is Spokane, as far as I know. I do believe Carrie Brownston did tweet that she's probably going to be doing some Seattle dates soon, so just keep your eyes peeled for more dates. Hopefully make it up to Vancouver soon. But you're going to hear the track called Bury Your Friends with Sleater-Kinney, and then you're going to hear an artist that's worked with some members of Sleater-Kinney, and that's Mary Timoney. Her new band is called X-Hex, and they played here last week at Electric Owl, and you're going to hear a track off their new album called It Rips, and you'll hear a track called You Fell Apart, and Mary Timoney, as well as a few members of Sleater-Kinney in her group called Wild Flag. But we'll get to these tracks, and then we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here, this is brand new stuff from Sleater-Kinney.
Baby,
back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from X-Hex, and that was a track called You Fell Apart off the Rips album. Prior to that was new stuff from Sleater Kinney, and Bury Your Friends is a new single that they put out, new music on their box set that they just released on Sub Pop Records. So thanks for tuning in this week. Stay tuned for more great music on CITR. I'll be here next week, same time, 10 to 11, and don't forget to check out the website, citr.ca, for podcasts and playlists. So I'm going to leave you with one last track from Obliterations. You're going to hear something called Wage Slaves off the self-titled EP. And this is made up of some guys from Black Mountain and some other guys from LA, I do believe. But they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore for the Southern Lord Showcase. And it's going to be pretty good because they're going to do the early show. And then after that, some of them are going to be doing like a heavy DJ set for the Glory Days show after. So